review Pesachim daf lamed hey zakt the Mishnah elu dvarim shadim yotzi ben yidei chavesel bePesach. Mishnahless items that can be used to make matzah for the mitzvah vechilas matzah and Pesach. Three basic rules. First of all, the matzah has to be made from one of the five grains: chitim, sarum, kusman, shifal, shibel, ashua, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Second rule is that it has to be something that's mutter for a person to eat, like the mayim, ma'aser rishon, trumas ma'aser was already taken, ma'aser sheni and hegdish that were already redeemed, a truma and challah for a kohen who's allowed to eat truma and challah. However, tevel, ma'aser rishon, trumas ma'aser that was not taken from the ma'aser rishon that trumas ma'aser was not taken from, ma'aser sheni and hegdish that were not redeemed, they cannot be used for the mitzvah of matzah because it's also to eat them. And third rule is the Mishnah tells us halacha, whose logic we're going to explain later on in the Gemara. Chalos todo or kike nazir. If somebody made matzah to be used for a carbon todo or for a carbon for a nazir, if it was made for himself, he's not allowed to use it. But if he had originally planned on selling it to somebody else, then he's allowed to use it for matzah if he didn't end up selling it. So after identifying some of the grains mentioned in the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, hani in oriz v'dochen lo mino hani mili. How do we know that only these five grains and not rice or millet can be used to make matzahs? The Gemara answers, the pasuk juxtaposes the mitzvah to eat matzah with the iser to eat chametz. Lo sochal lav chametz, shivas yamim tochal lav matzos. And that teaches us that dvarim habam lechim utzadim yotze ben yidei chavasu b'matzah. Only things that can become chametz can be used for matzah, but flour and millet, rice and millet rather, never fully leaven, so they cannot be used for matzah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri would disagree with our Mishnah because he holds that rice and millet are karav lahachmitz, which does not mean that it comes close to becoming chametz without ever fully leavening. Rather, it means that it becomes chametz karav very quickly. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana Amar Reish Lakish, Isa Shinilosh B'yayin V'shem Rudvash In Chayav Nalchimut Sakares. Reish Lakish teaches somebody who eats flour mixed with wine, oil, or honey does not violate the Yisr Kares of Chametz. Gemara has two possible reasons for this. First of all, we suggest that only things that can be used for the mitzvah of matzah can become Chametz. So since these ingredients would turn the matzah into matzah shira, which is invalid for the mitzvah of matzah, it also can't be Chametz. The Gemara rejects that possibility because we find that certain things like soaked bread cannot be used for the mitzvah of matzah, and yet they can still be chametz. So instead, Ravidi Baravan explains that wine, oil, and honey simply won't fully leaven the dough. The Gemara now explains the chiddush in each of these items listed in the Mishnah that can and cannot be used for the mitzvah of matzah. First, the items in the Mishnah said that can be used. B'demai, since anybody can become poor by making all of his possessions hefker, we allow matzah to be made with demai because Beis Hillel holds poor people can eat demai. We can use Maaser Rishon food that Trumas Maaser was taken from, even though Truma Gedola was never taken from it, because before taking the Maaser Rishon, as long as the Maaser Rishon was taken before the threshed grain was put into a pile. We can use Maaser Sheni or Hegdish that have been exchanged for money, even if you didn't add the required extra Chomesh, the 25%, when redeeming it. Kohanim can use Matzah made from Challah or Truma, even though it's not Matzah Shavu. It's not matzah that could be equally enjoyed by all people. Then the Gemara elaborates on the list of items that we're not allowed to use for matzah. Avalo betevel, even tevel midrabanan, that's only chayv and maisos on the drabanan level, like produce that grew in an atzit shein or nakov, a non-perforated flower pot, cannot be used for matzah. Velo b'maisa rishon shalon etul trumasa, we cannot use maisa rishon that was taken from a pile of grain that had not had truma taken from it, since it's chayv and truma once it's piled up. Velo b'maisa sheni v'hektish shalon niftu, we can't use Maaser Sheni or Hegdish food that hasn't been exchanged properly for money, that has for money that has a form in it, that Kesef Sheyesh Lo Tzura, even if it was redeemed improperly with a coin that has no image on it, in Asimon, or in the case of Hegdish, if it was improperly redeemed on land rather than movable objects. So the Gemara asks, where we learn the idea that anything we cannot eat cannot be used for matzah. The Gemara explains, it's based on the pasuk that says, Lo Socha Lo Lav Chametz, indicating that matzah can only be made from grain whose only potential for Isser is the Isser of chametz, and not from items that have additional Isserim associated with it. Rav Sheshet explains this rule only holds true if we assume, like Rabbi Shimon, that ein Isser chal Isser, a new Isser cannot take effect on an existing Isser. So once the grain has some other Isser, like Tevel, it can no longer have the potential to become chametz. Consequently, it cannot be used for matzah. Ravina said that even the Rabbanon, who normally hold that an Isser can be chal on an existing Isser, would agree that Tevel grain cannot be used for matzah because the requirement is that the grain be used for matzah has only the potential for chametz, but not for any other sort of iser.